Okay, Marty Lurie here with Madison Bumgarner. Pitching today against David Phelps of the Marlins, not someone that we've seen before, but how are you feeling?
I feel great right now. Everything's working good. Body feels good. Delivery, mechanics, everything's kind of right on point right now. So we're kind of hitting our stride a little bit.
You know, it's funny. When we did the shows in spring training, I said, this man is not in mid-season form. He's in mid-World Series form. I mean, you look so good down in Phoenix and Scottsdale. And he came back a little bit flat. Now you've pulled it together. What is the difference? What has to happen?
I mean, it's just tough when you go home and sit for the entire off season and not pitching in games. You know, you can do everything that you can do to make sure you stay in your mechanics and your body feels the same and everything's working how it should. But, you know, there's no way to replicate a Major League Baseball game except for, you know, actually being in a game. So spring training, you know, it wasn't really great. I could tell it was a little off and just working and trying to get there. And, I feel pretty close now. I feel like you can always get better, so I'm not going to say that it's perfect, but everything feels really good, though.
I tell the fans, and, you know, I get here early and I watch you, I said, and even in spring training, nobody works harder than you. Maybe Hunter Pence does because he's out there, but you're like a rookie in every workout. You take it that seriously.
Yeah, you know, I have to do that because, you know, taking care of yourself is the reason that you're able to go out there and throw all those innings and be in the best shape that you can and as strong as you can and just taking care of your body, eating right, you know, all that stuff comes into play, you know, especially in September and October.
Now, you look at the hitters against you. I think I looked it up the other day. 141 out of 150 are right-handed hitters against you. Do you think about that? How do you deal with that?
It's been that way for a while. There's some teams that you know, it'll line up where you do get to face some lefties. But, you know, for the most part, it's been mainly right-handed hitters. So, it's you know, I got to be able to get both of them out. I can't just depend on facing a lineup full of lefties. And I feel like my stuff plays to either one. And it's just about making pitches. You make pitches, you'll be okay. And if you don't, it don't matter if they're right-handed or left-handed or what. They're gonna hit it.
You know, I did a contest before the season started. I said, how are we going to do the flag? And we had one guy won who had you on the police horse. Everyone had you on a horse doing different things. But one guy actually had you on the police horse. It was pretty good.
That's a good guess. I didn't know. We kind of talked about it, and it was kind of a, you know, we didn't really plan for it, but it worked out great, and it was fun, and that's pretty special. You know, I doubt I'll be able to get to do that again. So to be able to do something like that on a Major League Baseball field, especially here at AT&T Park, is pretty awesome.
Well, you ride a lot. I went to a dude ranch over the winter. I rode about five times. I said, my goodness, it's like driving a car. You got to pull this way and that way. To you, you just get on.
There's a lot goes into it, but you know, I grew up in doing that kind of thing, so it's just like anything else. You know, if you do it long enough, you'll start to figure it out a little bit.
All right, you face the Marlins and Stanton. This is one heck of a hitter.
Yeah, he is. He's a great hitter. He's the face of the franchise over there for sure, and probably going to be the face of Major League Baseball before it's over with the kind of talent that he's got. But we just got to go out there and compete, and it should be. It should be a fun matchup.
Yeah, come on. Well, the other day I did a show, and Vogelsong shaved the beard off. So I'm doing that post-game show Tuesday night. And they said, all right, if he's shaving the beard off, Bumgarner's got to be next. I said, I don't think so.
No, I'll stick with it for now. Yeah.
All right, Madison, thanks so much.
Thank you.
More coming up on KBR 680, the sports leader.